It is no secret what God can do. Just before I get started today, just a quick reminder, and I'm guilty of this myself. When you come in and Sunday school is still going on and church has not started yet, please look this way and be mindful if they're still having class. I know Karen's voice is very soft and it's hard to hear her. But let's all be mindful of that. If you come in and it's Sunday school is still, it's not quite yet time for church, look up here to see if she's still teaching class. Again, I'm guilty of that. So let's all try and keep that in our minds when we come in the door back there. So with that being said, welcome. Do we have any announcements? Bob?
You mentioned to me yesterday about a council meeting, not a council, but a trustees meeting.
Trustees and deacons. Trustees and deacons.
Yeah. When was that to be?
Okay, it's next Sunday, the 19th, right after church. Shouldn't hold us for too long, because I don't know about you guys, but I have a tummy. When it's hungry, it's hungry. And if my sugar starts dropping, then I got issues. So just a short meeting. It's only going to cover about when we do get a pastor, what we're going to offer. We wanted to wait till we saw the reports for the income for last year and from the year before, and we put them together and see what we can come up with. So I just want to run that with the deacons and trustees right after church next Sunday.
As you can see, and by the smell, you can tell they've been putting stain and urethane on the windows. But if you look at the seals and the sashes and the trim work, I think the guys have done an excellent job with all the sanding they've had to do to get things cleaned up a little bit. But they're supposed to technically come back tomorrow. They got some other spots to touch up, and probably they'll maybe end up tomorrow and be done with it. But I think they're doing a great job on what they did.
And Bob, along with that, will you know for sure when they're done this week? Give me a heads up, because it's my turn to clean, and I want to wait till after they're out of here.
They're pretty good with running the vacuum cleaner over everything too, Devin.
Everything's been
at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's going to need dusted. Maybe I can sweet talk him, Brian, since he's my nephew. Maybe I can sweet talk him into coming and helping. I doubt that, but anyway, I can hope. Any others?
Just a reminder on the back of your thing, council meeting coming up on the 28th at 7 o'clock here, so Tuesday the 28th. We appreciate your attendance for that.
Sister Wanda?
How'd you know I was getting ready to raise?
Well, I knew you had to sooner or later.
Don't forget the butchery and breakfast next Saturday.
others.
Speaking of butchering, today is the last day. If anybody wants to order any meat, the forms are on the back. So if you do, fill it out and give it to me, and I'll turn it in for you.
And on the back, don't forget to look at announcements. There's a VBS planning meeting coming up, too. Karen? Yes. Saturday night's movie night for all ages. Okay. Is that any other announcements? All right. Let's go to call to worship. 1 John 4:13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his spirit. Bow our heads. Father, we just thank you for this morning that we can come together and worship you. Father, we thank you for that spirit that is dwelling in us. Where would we be without you and without that spirit to guide us? Father, now we just lift you up, give you praise and honor and glory, and it is in the precious name of Jesus we ask these favors and blessings. Amen. All right, now we can all join together in hymn number 215.
Thank you.
forgot to mention, if anybody starts feeling woozy from the fumes, you can go back in the very back Sunday school room. There is a speaker back there, so you can still hear the sermon. Okay, let us bow our heads for the offering box. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come before you to lift up the offerings that are in the love box, Father, that each has given what their hands have made and worked hard for. They have given back to you to build your kingdom, Father, to witness to others, to pour outreach to the community, Father. So, Father, now we just ask that you would bless the hands that have given the gifts as well as the givers, the gifts that have been given. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. I think the fumes are getting to me. Okay, before we go into joys and concerns, we're going to have anointing this morning. So at this time, I'll let Pastor Tracy.
I'd like to invite Sister Doris to come forward. You know, at the Church of the Brethren, we have the anointing service, and as our indicated here, anointing is we do for three reasons. And they are for the forgiveness of sins, for the strengthening of your faith, and for the healing of wholeness according to God's grace and wisdom. So we want to encourage everyone to pray for our sister here, Doris, she's asked specifically, and as well for our brother here. And we ask you to join with their faith and ask that God would do a tremendous work in their lives. And so we just want to commit ourselves to God's work and His will. And so I want to ask the deacon to come forward. We have one or two deacons that come and join us around our sister. Father God, we thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. And we just ask, Father, that you would move in a specific way here. We pray for these loved ones, Father. And we ask that you might just allow them to experience the amazing work of your hand in their bodies. And so we commit our lives to you, Lord. We commit our faith. And we ask, Lord, that you would help them be strong during this time. And we pray that you would reduce pain. Pray that you would watch over as surgeries are taking place. We ask, Lord, you would reduce aneurysms. We just ask you would let the body be healed and be able to return to normal functioning. And so, God, we ask for anointing and for pouring out your spirit in each of these lives. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now comes the time for sharing joys and concerns. We have Faye.
Ricky asked me to keep the Baker family prayers, especially Darlene this week. She goes for testing on Monday and Tuesday. And keep Joey Andrew and her prayers, who just had surgery this week. Of course, Will and Nelson, Tina, and the rest of the family also.
Thank you. Very good. Praise God for good reports, right? A friend of mine had gotten good test results back, too. If you didn't hear that, Maxine says that her sister's not doing very well, and her address, her sister's address, is back there on the board. Please send a card.
Thelma.
Yeah, she goes by Thelma because that threw me through a loop when I thought, who's Thelma? And then I got to thinking.
Thelma's her first name, Irene is her middle name, but we always call her Irene.
Right, and that's how I know her. Something else. And there's still the sunshine box is still back there for Wilton. If you've forgotten, you know, we'll let it back there a few more weeks. Just to.
I think we need to remember those that were affected by the
earthquake. Turkey.
And also those in Ukraine.
Well, he's part of our family.
Each week would be fine.
Part of our family, whether he wants to know that, he's will always be part of our family. And him and Sister Pat as well. They can only take little doses of us Rocky Ridgeons. Okay, who else? Bob?
I'll keep Linda on you, though. She's got a bad sinus condition. And just feeling very energetic today.
I just keep Ralph in your prayers. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. He started with a runny nose, thinking it's just a cold. He tested for COVID. He didn't have COVID, but his cough just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and nothing seemed to alleviate it. So we did go to the doctors, and the doctor said it's probably viral, but and you really can't give anything for a viral thing, but he said since he heard his cough, he said, I think I'm going to put him on an antibiotic. So they did that, but his lungs sounded clear. So him and I haven't been getting much rest lately, so just keep us both in your prayers, because help me keep strength so that I can keep him going. But as always, he never complains. I wish that I could have that trait. George, Alice's friend, came home this week. So let's just pray that all stays well with him. And God doesn't need to know names. When we say something, when we ask him for something, he already knows who we're praying for. I got a text from a coworker this week asking if I would pray for one of her fellow coworkers. She's my ex-coworker, but now she's since moved on to another place. But her coworker is a single mom, and she has children, and her teen son is having a lot to deal with. You all know what's going on out there. It's hard on our children. And he was contemplating taking his life. Luckily, there was a good friend that stepped in, but that mother has a lot on her. And now this past week, she lost her job due to cuts. So I don't even know their name. Well, I just know Carrie. But God knows who Carrie is and where Carrie lives. So let's just pray for Carrie and her family. Lift them up. Any others? Bradley? Anybody else? You know, there's so much that we can pray for, that we need to pray for.
Especially the kids in school.
Yes. Yes. The little town of Fairfield is small, smaller than Thurmont, and they had an issue. It's to the point where our Maddie doesn't really want to go to school because of the bullying and also the drug influence. They had an incident with three or four young girls. One girl bought whatever, that e-cigarette or whatever, in another county, and it was supposed to be marijuana or something. Well, they basically lost their minds when they were smoking this stuff, to come to find out it was laced with fentanyl.
Wow.
So when you hear it on the news and you think, oh, that's the big cities, it's not. It's everywhere. So we need to be in prayer for our children. Because Ralph and I were just talking about this yesterday, that our children are seeing things that we never had to deal with in school. So we need to be about lifting them up. We need to be about praying that we get them here. Get them here so they hear God's word. They know God's truth. Okay, I'll get off my preaching. Okay. Any others? Karen?
Yeah, I have a joy that I can learn. First was Liam learned how to climb a mini bike.
Wow.
Dad got him a helmet, a really good helmet. And he was riding this, and I'm watching this going, wow. And 10 minutes later, here comes Olympic little boy in, helmet in hand. I crash on my head. So, Dwayne concerned, I want to keep him safe, and I want him to stop being a daredevil, but he's a little boy, so he's going to be. Pray for his welfare. I have been.
I get that. Faye and I get that. We had two boys that were all boys. Yeah. Any others? All right, let's come before the Lord. Let's open our hearts and our minds, and let's meditate on his word. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how we love you. Oh, how we just want to thank you and praise you and offer our hearts to you for all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do. Father, we thank you for this church, your church, that we can come here to learn about you, to learn your truths, to worship you, to honor you, to praise and give thanksgiving back to you. Father, now the list is long. Each week it seems to get a little longer. But you know, Father, we know that if we put our hope and trust and faith in you, that you are there for us and that you will help those on this list in whatever way that you see, that you deem fit. Father, we lift up this church directory to you this morning. Father, we just ask that you would touch each family that's represented in this directory, that you would speak to them through the Holy Spirit and let them know that you are longing for them to come into your house and worship you. Father, we think of this prayer book that lays back there, and prayers are put into it. Prayers, unspoken prayers, are listed. And Father, we know that even though they're unspoken, you know each and every name that needs your assistance. As those that are writing those unspoken requests in here, you know that name already. So, Father, we just lift that the prayer book up to you, that you may work in a mighty way on those names and those cares and concerns. Father, we think of Doris. We just ask that you would keep your healing hand upon her and that you would shrink the aneurysm. Father, for we know there's nothing too difficult for you. Father, we think of Danny and his struggles. We think of good reports this week, Father, and we just thank you for those blessings. There are some that have had tests, there are some that have checkups, and they came away with positive results and positive answers. Father, and we just praise you and give you the glory and honor for that. We think of Ralph and George and Joey, who's recovering. We think of Wilton and Tina and Irene. Each needs your healing hand upon them. And Father, we thank you for Travis this morning. We know that he had a slight fall last week and bumped his head, and we just thank you for him being here and that you watched over him and kept him well. Father, we think of the Baker family. All each one has struggles. We think of Rick and Debbie and Darlene and Alan, and we just ask that you would be with them. And Diane. Father, we think of Liam, little youngster learning to ride now. With that comes bumps and bruises, Father, and we just ask that you would put your hand of protection over him, that he has no more than a scrape or a cut, and maybe a little bruise to his ego when he's trying to learn, Father. So we just ask that you would watch over him. Father, there's many more on the list that need your healing hand. We lift them up to you. Father, we think of the trials and the tribulations and the wars, and there's just so much going on, Father. We lift up Turkey to you. We just, with that earthquake, we just ask that you would send people that put it upon their hearts for people to go in and help with the recovery and help with the rebuilding. And the same for Ukraine. For now, it's been a year, almost a year, that they have had war and torment, Father. So we ask for peace for them and uplifting. Could we have peace? Well, we know your word tells us that even in the end of times there will be wars and rumor of wars. But Father, we know that we have you as our Lord and Savior, and that if we put our hope and trust in you and accept you, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, we can make it through all, because you are the true, the one and only true God. Father, we think of Linda, too. We forgot her. Would you uplift her and clear up her sinus issue and just let her be feeling well again so that she can go back to her routine? We think of those that are battling cancer, like Woody and Phil and Velma. We just ask that you would be with them, that you would keep your healing hand upon them. We think of our family members and salvation, Father, for we know that without you we are nothing and we have nothing to look forward to. So Father, we just ask that you would work mightily in the midst of our children, our grandchildren, our friends and neighbors, and help us, Father, lift us up and give us the strength and courage to go out there and draw them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. That's what we should be about, Father. You just guide us. Father, we pray for our schools, our leaders, our churches. There's much to be done, Father, but we know that nothing's too great for you to handle. So we just put all these requests in your hands. Father, now lastly, we just want to lift up Pastor Tracy, as he has come forth, offered so graciously to take and bring the message this morning. And we know that he studied and meditated and We just ask a special blessing upon him and upon Sister Pat and their family. Father, you just keep them well, and you keep your hand over them. Father, now we just ask that when the sermon starts, that our minds and our hearts and our ears would be open so that we can absorb what is being said and that we can use it in the coming week ahead. Now we unite our voices in that most perfect prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And all God's children said, Amen. Now, let us sing a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hymn number 45. Scripture reading this morning comes from Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21. The sermon title is Love Beyond Measure. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would be great, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now let's give our undivided attention to Pastor Tracy. I may give you a quiz after his message.
Before Deb sits down, I have a little gift I wanted to give to her. I know you appreciate as much as I do her worship leading, and that's really a big task, and she does it graciously and well each Sunday. So I'm going to pull this book off my bookshelf because I know how much she likes these things. So Deb would like to give you this.
Oh, awesome. Yay. Awesome. Thank you. It's been on my wish list to get a new sign sometime for out front so we can put, because every time I go by the back way in Thurmont to the church that does that, and then I think of their message and keep it for a week or so, just meditate on it.
I enjoy looking at church signs too.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. No, we're fine. We're good, I think. I think we'll be okay. Well, good morning. It is good to be back with you, and given the privilege to share with you today. This is my first message since May 1st, and so I might be a little bit rusty. I don't know. We'll see. But we miss seeing you weekly, and we just want you to know that we love you. And also, I won't be offended if you need to go back to the back to listen, because I know it's already affecting my wife, the smell, and so that certainly is fine. If you need to listen in the back, that would be great. Well, as a token of our love, we wanted to do something for you, and so I made some of those little boxes. It has a little treat inside, and so I have those in the back that I'm going to pass out at the end of the service, and Pat has colored a page for you of the scripture that I'll be using today, and so she's going to be passing those out at this time as well. While she's doing that, we certainly want to acknowledge some of the special events that are taking place today. It is the Super Bowl, and I don't know who you're rooting for. Since I'm from Pennsylvania, I guess I'll root for the Phillies. I'm not much of a football fan, but it is the one game of the year that I like to watch. It's the most important one, right? So go Eagles. We also want to acknowledge today's Vic's birthday. So happy birthday to Vic. And Fran has a birthday on Valentine's Day this week, and so happy birthday to them. This is also Abraham Lincoln's birthday. He was born in 1809. In 1915, the cornerstone to the Lincoln Memorial was laid over 100 years ago. One of the most grandest buildings in Washington. We also just acknowledged that with all the red here, my mom loved red, and it's Valentine's Day. It would have been their anniversary as well. And so,
we're done as well for anything, but we have to take them out.
Yes. So happy St. Valentine's Day to you and yours. And now as I begin this message, I wonder if you would just bow with me in prayer, pray with me and for me. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and our minds be acceptable to you, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. And it's your name that we pray. Amen. Don't forget, I love you. Those were some of the last words that my mother said to us. And while I knew that early on in life, she said it more and more as the years went on. And especially, she said it an awful lot this year. Each conversation, each phone call, each visit, she would remind us of her love. And if she was in a kind of a silly mood, she would sing-song it She said, don't forget, I love you. I think as we get older and we realize our time is short, we realize what's really important, don't we? And it just boils down to those three words. I love you. One of her last wishes was to have three red roses in her hand, symbolizing her three sons and her love for us. As we celebrate St. Valentine's Day this week, we are thinking about that word, love. And I think it's on everybody's mind. And I want to suggest something very simple. And I know you know it, but don't forget that God is love, and God loves us. He loves us with a love that is beyond measure. And we are only beginning to grasp the immensity of that statement. God loves us with a love, and we can see that in various ways. Just even the next breath that we take is a gift from God. Each new day, sunsets, sunrises, some very beautiful. We see it in nature and creation. We see it in His Word. We see it in His biggest expression of love, and that is Christ on the cross. Christ going to the cross for us. God's Valentine. He sent us a Valentine. God's incredible love, it is beyond measure. I'd like for us to think about that a little bit today. That word love, probably overused a lot, watered down in its meaning in the various ways that we have used it. One of those words is kind of in general. We say it in conversation quite often in a variety of ways. We might say, I love ketchup on my French fries. I love ice cold milk, I love crafts, I love football. We use that, but we mean it in so many different ways, don't we? To say that we like something or someone, to have a favorite, have something that means something to us. Many of us have a love for creation, for nature, and for animals, for pets in particular. I'm often amazed at how much love people pour into their pets. Anyone here love donkeys? Donkeys? Okay. Well, we had cows and pigs and chickens and turkeys on the farm, but no donkeys. So I don't know too much about donkeys, but I have never heard of donkey milk. Have you? Well, I was reading a letter here from the Jesus Film Project. You know, they have translated the Crusade for Christ, has translated and put the gospel into film. And they take this project, it's called Jesus, show this film around the world in people's natural love language, in their native language. And so many people have responded to that over the years. And I got a letter here saying that in a very isolated region in East Asia, there was often a missionary will go into the area and they'll begin working with the people and establish a business, get to know the people. They know the language, and after a while, then they'd be able to make inroads and share the gospel. And for this one family, it was very difficult. This particular village was very isolated, and the skepticism was very high. And they saw these people as unwelcomed outsiders and strange. And the family would go outside at night and they would show the Jesus film in their front yard, hoping to attract some attention and somebody would stop by and watch. And they found it very difficult. There was no interest at all. And they were trying to establish a dairy business. And so they had brought some cows and were trying to sell milk and began building relationships that way. And there was very little interest and their business was failing. And the family persisted. And they continued to watch the Jesus movie each night. And the people began to murmur, like, what are these strangers doing here? Why are they doing this? You know, and so they decided that they were going to spy on them and figure out what in the world this family was all about. So two men volunteered, and at night, late at night, they went in, watched the movie from a distance. And they were taken by the man on the donkey. And so the next day, the men came to the family, and they said, there was a scene of the man riding the donkey. Do you know how important donkeys are here? And he were referring to Jesus' triumphal entry, you know, into Jerusalem. And the family was confused. They was like, donkeys? You know, what is that? You know, and so the men explained that the donkey milk was very popular in their area, and they proposed the family forget about their cows, and they start having donkeys and sell donkey milk. And so they said, when you start that business, everyone will want what you have, and then they'll be more interested in seeing this man on the donkey. By the way, would you tell us more about him? And so they did. Family graciously shared with them the gospel, and the men became believers, and it began to spread. And they helped with the business, and as business grew, they were able to show the movie to 7,864 villagers. And they now have over 70 house churches. Now, do you hear that? 70 house churches in this region that is very isolated, had no interest in the gospel whatsoever before that, all through the use of donkey milk. I never heard of such a thing. But you know, it's only like God. It's like God to reach people using donkey milk. God loves people, and he'll reach them any way that he can, all for the love of milk, donkey milk. Well, you know, there's in the Bible three different kinds of love. And we speak of those in Greek words, eros, philo, and agape. And I just wanted to share a little bit on each one of those. You know, eros is the sensual, the physical kind of love. And unfortunately, in our day and age, it is oftentimes perverted in our culture and overused in our society to sell everything. So we just have to watch out for lust that parades itself as love. Philo is the brotherly kind of love, friendship. It is the kind of friendship that David and Jonathan had, and it is where we get the word Philadelphia from. And as philo, you know, Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love, so go Eagles tonight. And it's important for us to have friendships, to have that kind of love in our lives. Years ago, I had a BVS friend, and we were really close because of our going through the orientation together. And she gave me this book. It's Lloyd John Ogilvie's Let God Love You. It's a devotional in the book of Philippians. And she wrote this in the front. She said, I pray that you will receive from reading these devotions the same love and strength that God had, that God has for me. And thanks so much. And so I've always kept that as a reminder of our friendship. You know, in marriage, I think love kind of is a combination of both eros and philia. It is, you know, man and woman intimately together as husband and wife, but we're also best friends. Oftentimes we marry someone because of the friendship that we have with them. Years ago, my mom used to like to listen to the lyrics of the song My Love, and it's from Petrella Clark, and she wrote these words, I'm probably familiar to you. My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above, and there's nothing in this world that can ever change my love. Remember that one? Well, most of us have love for a spouse, a friend, for family. Probably all of us are close to someone in our family. Maybe it's a cousin or a brother or sister. We can tend to be maybe closer to one family member than another. We may not always get along with them. We may not always see things eye to eye, but they're family, right? And blood is thicker than water. And so we love them, regardless of who they are, what they do, what they say. It is part of being family to have that love for them. I wonder, it seems like for men, it's hard to say those three words, I love you. Maybe we need to be more verbal in saying those to make it a point that our loved ones know that they are loved. Recently, the earthquake over in Turkey and Syria, it's now said that over 23,000 have died, and probably more will die that survived the earthquake simply because of the lack of resources. But one of the newscast reporters were interviewing one of the survivors, and she still had a sister and her husband and two children trapped in one of the buildings under all the rubble. And the news reporter said to her, "What if you could say something to them, what would you say at this point?" And she said, "I'd tell them I love them. I love you." Anyone here remember Merlin Garber? He was a pastor at the Frederick Church some years ago. Actually, I think Merlin, here's a kind of a drawing of Merlin. It says this book, Tainted Halo. Merlin is really the one, I think, that built Frederick Church into a large congregation. And during his tenure there, he was able to initiate a second congregation in Glade Valley at Walkersville. Rocky Springs was an outgrowth of Frederick under his watch. And he was just a very delightful person if you got to know him. And traveled around the world and was a wonderful speaker, a very short man, just but full of the love of God. And recently I reread his biography here, and it's very interesting what he says at the end. And my wife reminded me of this. I had thought about it, then I lost that thought as I was preparing the message, and then she reminded me as she read over my message, she said, "Oh, you might want to throw this in." And so I thought this was good. You know, he as he got older in life, he had a stroke and recovered from that. And then as he was getting nearer to the end of life, he had a second attack. And he writes this as his last paragraph in his book. "It was evident that the chances were I would not make it. I became acutely aware of this and my emotions began to respond. However, it was in a way I had not anticipated. I did not feel any regret or depression. Instead, I was seized by the overwhelming desire to tell my friends that I loved them. Many of them I had in times past done so, others I had neglected. Since then, I had tried to affirm my love to all with whom I came in contact. It may be that in the course of events, I may be in a position to affirm it to you. If not, I would like to say by the printed that I may not be able to say by the spoken word, I love you." That's how he ends his book. Those three little words, I love you. The third kind of love is the agape kind of love. And the agape kind of love is God's kind of love. And if you would refer to that page there that Pat passed out for you, it highlights the verse that I wanted to focus on in the scripture for today. And that is verse 18. You know, Christ dwells in our hearts, we begin to experience that love. Hopefully we have encountered that love in a unique way. But in verse 18, that we begin to comprehend with all the saints, with all of God's people, we begin to just imagine the width, the length, and the depth, and the height of God's love. To know the love of God that is passes knowledge. It is the fullness of God. It is not incoincidental that God is love. And as we try to think about that, I think we get, maybe as we get older, we get a little bit more experience behind us, and we begin to realize what that love is like. But it is a wonderful thing. Think about how big the sky is. Think about how deep the ocean is. Think about how tall the mountain is. Think about the vastness of the universe. it only begins to comprehend the love of God. There's an old carpenter's adage, measure twice, cut once. And if we would try to measure God's love, it would take us more than twice, wouldn't it? To try to measure the love of God, it is mind-boggling. It is awesome. It is overwhelming. Years ago, Jackie DeShawn sang, "What the world needs now is love." And how true that is, especially today. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. What the world needs now is love. Did you know the four eight scriptures? There are three 4:8 scriptures that talk about love. The one I mentioned to you already, God is love, it comes from 1 John 4:8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And then 1 Peter 4:8. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Above all these things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. I often think about that. It comes from Proverbs 10:12. It says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Think about the ramifications of that. If we would love instead of judge, if we would love instead of put down, think about how some people respond. Why won't they come to the love of God? Because of maybe something we've said or done or reacted to. Love covers a multitude of sins. Wow. And then finally, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on those things. It's so easy to get down. If we see the news, we hear what's going on around the world today, it's easy to be down. But we need to think on the positive. Think on the things that are lovely. The incomparable, amazing, vast love of God. God's love for us by sending Jesus Christ to the cross. You all know that, right? It is God's Valentine. Christmas, and thanks goodness we have the poinsettias here yet. Christmas would have little meaning if it were not for Easter. God sent his son into the world at Christmas so that he could die at Easter. To die for me, his Valentine. You know, we have often mentioned, I'm sure I've probably mentioned this book before, St. Valentine. He was a real person, you know, and that's where we get the holiday from today. You know, his story was, you know, he was rich and he had everything, and yet he wasn't satisfied, and God got a hold of his life, and he started giving away his inheritance. And there's stories of, one girl there was a girl who didn't have dowry to get married, and so he gave them the dowry. Another story of as he was in jail for his faith, the jailer's daughter was going blind, and he had some herbs and medicine that he used, and so he was able to help the jailer's daughter. And he wrote a note to her from jail, indicating his love for her, and he signed it, "Your Valentine." That's where we got Valentine's from. It's interesting that in our day and age that we often drop the saint part, don't we? Happy Valentine's Day! Happy Saint Valentine's Day. We like to move from the religious to the secular. And now we've moved from the secular to the sexual, often very much emphasized in our culture today. But I wonder if we would think about God's love again, be amazed at how vast it is, how incredible it is. You know, I'm often struck by those who give up everything to go to the mission field, or those who are on the mission field and they have an encounter with Christ and they're willing to risk their lives. If you need any stories about that, there's an organization, Voice of the Martyrs. This is their magazine this week, and there's a story in here of those who are persecuted Christians and people who have put Christ, the love of Christ, in their hearts, and they put it on the line each day. And here's a story about Omar, who is a Muslim and came to know the Lord and began sharing it with his family and was ostracized and beaten and jailed, and another Paul. And yet through it all, he had a love for people. A love because he knew the love of God, and he wanted to share that love of God with others. What would we go through for our love? Our love for Christ? What would we go through for our love for our family? What would we go through and be willing to bear for our love of God? God is love, and his love is incredible. I want to share with you a couple of I words to help us expand and to measure God's love. Think about that God is love with these words: incomparable, immeasurable, intense, intimate, immense, incredible, inconceivable, incorruptible, indescribable, inexhaustible, infallible, influential, inscrutable, inspirational, insurmountable, intentional. God's love. Isn't it amazing? So don't forget, God loves you. It's a very simple and yet very profound statement. Remember how much God loves you, how much he has saved you from. Remember how much God loves people. For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him would have eternal life. God's love really is a love beyond measure. Wow. God is love. You are loved. Regardless of who you are, regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you've said, God is love, and he loves you. And so love like God loves. Love like Jesus loved. What can you do to love more? How can you love more? Maybe it is to speak up. Maybe it is to stand up. Maybe it is to shut up. How can you love more? The days are fastly passing by. Time is quickly going on. Someday these lips will be silent and we won't be able to say it anymore. Don't forget to say, I love you. Say it often. Say it daily. Say it meaningfully. On behalf of Pat and I, we love you. And more importantly, God loves you. Don't forget. Happy St. Valentine's Day. Would you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. Thank you that you loved us before we loved you. Thank you, God, for our loved ones, friends and family. Thank you for those that we may not even have met yet. We pray that your love would shine through us because of the love that we have for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us not to forget. Each day, Lord, when we see a sunrise or sunset, as we take our next breath, remind us again and again of your vast love for us, a love that is beyond measure. And God, help us to love others as you have loved us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll close our service today with the singing of hymn number 221. I was seeking deep in sin, far from the face of shore.
Nearly thinking, saved within, strikes in the grass of war. But I master of the sea, heard by the scary cry. From the waters lifted me, I safe and high. Love lifted me.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen.
Praise God from the Lord.